What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high clouds.
We are back, we are back, we are back. It's great to have you here on this great... We have an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great day to be fighting the big fight. You know, it is difficult when we talk about these subjects to, well, you know, we're talking about great religions of the world. We're talking about people who are may or may not be aware of just how corrupted their own organizations have become. And I believe it's important that we start out this next segment telling you that not all of the Jewish community is even aware, and the ones that are may not be aware of just how profoundly compromised some of the elements within their groups are, such as the People for the American Way, or for the Southern Poverty Law Center, or APEC, or the Jewish Defense League, or Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, or B'nai B'rith International. All of these organizations are using their resources to corrupt and obfuscate and criminalize America and the world. And many people may not be aware of it. So it certainly is not a Jewish situation. It is a criminal Zionist conspiracy. And we're going to go right back to our guest today, Michael Collins Piper. Michael, I asked you if you would possibly start naming a few of the major players in this in the United States and possibly internationally so that the listeners have a better grip and grasp of just who they're battling.
You know, I'm glad you I'm glad you prefaced what you said by pointing out that it's not all Jews. In fact, you know, many of the major players in this criminal Zionist conspiracy, if you want to call it that, and I can't think of a better way to describe it, there are people who aren't even Jewish. And I'm going to name a few of them right now. Rupert Murdoch of Fox of the Fox News empire. Rupert Murdoch, I often hear stories that Rupert Murdoch is Jewish. Some say his mother is. Some say she isn't. Whatever the case may be, he officially says he isn't. We'll take his word at that. But Rupert Murdoch and a lot of the people at Fox News and their fellow travelers in quote-unquote independent television, people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Ann Coulter, these are all strong supporters of the Zionist movement. They are very well paid. They get very, very well publicized. I guarantee you that the financial support that Rupert Murdoch puts behind Fox News is a lot more than the financial support that GCN gets, for example. And none of these people that I've mentioned are Jewish. In fact, several of them are Irish Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they are some of the biggest Zionists on the face of the planet. I would also mention Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye. These people are Zionists, but they are not Jewish. So this concept of Zionism, we cannot equate Zionism or hardcore support for Israel and the Zionist movement with the Jewish religion, because nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah.
Now, there are a few hardcore Zionists who are Jewish and who are very, very powerful and who are key players at the highest levels. And that includes a few well-known billionaires such as Edgar Bronfman.
Yeah.
Mortimer Zuckerman, who happens to be the publisher of U.S. News and World Report.
Yeah.
We have the Newhouse family, Cy and Donald Newhouse, who publish a variety of newspapers, big and small, all across the United States of America, ranging from the Harrisburg Patriot News to the Cleveland Plain Dealer to the New Orleans Times Picayune to everything else in between, large and small. So there's and the Newhouse family, they are, along with the Bronfmans and the Mortimer Zuckerman, they are among the wealthiest people in America. They do happen to be Jewish, but they are Jewish people who are hardcore members of this very powerful, this small yet powerful Zionist cult that has kind of manipulated U.S. foreign policy in a way that's not conducive to America's best interests. Now, they're the people at the top who have the money, and then they finance people in the media, like Murdoch, who is really a front man for a lot of these people. So, you know, it comes at different levels.
And do they even go down as far as having people like Wolf Blitzer, who's clearly on in their camp? What's this guy from ABC who just retired? He's Nightline.
Ted Koppel.
Another guy. I mean, why is it that 2.5% of our nation's population and 60% of our leadership in certain industries are all? I mean, you know, look, it's disproportionate, Michael.
Well, you know what it comes down to. It just comes down to the fact that if you have a very small group of people with a lot of money, you can pick and choose. And when you have that much money, and you have a lot of influence on the media, and therefore, through that media influence, you have a big impact on the political system. You're in a position to call the shots and decide who gets what. And that's why over the years, as I mentioned on a previous program, you know, the Rothschild family in Europe, who are the real patrons of the Zionist movement in the early days, they had so much money they didn't know what to do with it. And they basically started branching out and putting up seed money for lesser power elements around the world. And of course, that's why you found a lot of the early American fortunes were in effect bankrolled by the Rothschilds, whether directly or indirectly. But then, you know, you come down to the level, you know, we have the politicians in the United States who do the bidding of the powerful Zionist forces. And while some of them are obviously, I mean, we can understand why Senator Joseph Lieberman, who happens to be Jewish, also happens to be one of the Bush administration's biggest supporters in terms of the war.
Yeah.
But then you find someone like Senator John McCain of Arizona. Well, you know, Senator McCain is not Jewish, yet he is, in fact, a hardline Zionist. And if you look, but here's the thing, as I've documented in my book, The New Jerusalem, if you look into the background of Senator McCain's family fortune, you'll find that he and his wife are the owners of a big beer distributorship worth about $100 million because Mrs. McCain's father was tied up with the Lansky Bronfman Syndicate. He was one of their henchmen in Arizona, and years ago when he went to jail instead of the big boss in Arizona going to jail. And you know who the lawyer was who fixed the case for him?
Oh.
A guy named William Rehnquist, who just died. The former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Bill Rehnquist was a mob lawyer in Arizona. He represented Jim Hensley, who was John McCain's father-in-law. Jim Hensley went to jail in place of his boss, Kemper Marley, who was a henchman for the Bronfman family.
Well, wasn't he also McCain involved in covering up a savings and loan embezzlement scandal?
You know, it's funny. Yeah, you know, McCain.
McKeating Five.
Yeah, McCain was in fact caught up in his own little scandal. But if you actually look back further into it, McCain's ties to Zionism are a little deeper than that. It was his father, Admiral McCain. Admiral John McCain, who actually was instrumental in the cover-up of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. He was one of the key people. While the rest of the military were very, very upset and kind of had their hands tied and were saying, this is terrible, and people in the CIA were saying, this is terrible, it was Admiral John McCain, father of Senator John McCain, who was a guy who was one of the guys responsible for helping cover up on behalf of Israel.
Well, now, the USS America, of course, you know it's at the bottom of the ocean now, but the USS America and the Saratoga were within striking distance of the Liberty, and who actually had those guys get returned to the boat? When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get a little information about the Liberty, because Michael Collins Piper has that information, and we're going to be interviewing one of the sailors on board that ship on Thursday. So stick with us. We've got more information for you about just how deep it goes.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel crisis. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change. So quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com, or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Thanks for listening to The French Connection with Daryl Bradford Smith on GCN.
Ladies and gentlemen, right back into it. Let's get started again. Daryl Bradford Smith, IamTheWitness.com is the website. Michael Collins Piper is the guest. Michael, how are you feeling?
I'm surviving one way or the other.
Well, we've got two segments left. I got two questions for you.
I think we can get through it, yeah.
All right, well, here's the first question. I want to build a case against these people on the USS Liberty and the names, dates, times, and why they did it. And then I want to juxtapose that same argument onto 9/11 and give names, dates, and people and see if we can't get people to wrap their brains around why they're doing this and who did it and how. So let's start with the Liberty.
Well, you know, the USS Liberty was attacked on June 7, 1967 by Naval and Air Forces of the State of Israel. Now, the official story is that the attack on the Liberty, which happened in the Mediterranean Sea, was a horrible accident. The Israeli government says it was a horrible accident. They thought it was an Egyptian ship. Of course, that Egyptian ship didn't look anything like the USS Liberty, but of course the Israelis say it was an accident. And the U.S. government officially said, well, yes, it was an accident, even though most of the top people in the U.S. government at the time all not only felt that it was a deliberate attack, but in fact many of them have since said that they were convinced that it was a deliberate attack. So as a consequence of that, we will have to say that you can hear my hot tea cooking in the background here.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so in any case, what we had was a deliberate attack on a USS ship. The intent of the Liberty was, or the intent of the Israelis was to sink the USS Liberty, and that it was going to be blamed on the Egyptians, and that was, of course, to stimulate an American response, an American counterattack. Saying,
and wasn't Johnson even talking early on when he got the news about nuking Cairo?
Well, see, this is the irony of the situation. President Johnson was first alerted to the attack on the Liberty. You know, they came in and said to him, Mr. President, an American ship, the USS Liberty, has been attacked. It appears as though the Egyptians did it. Well, President Johnson was ready, and this has been documented by the BBC. President Johnson was getting ready to launch a nuclear strike on Cairo, the capital of Egypt. Well, fortunately, good people within the military and the CIA and other places inside the presidential administration got to the president in time and said, Mr. President, no, it's not the Egyptians who are attacking the Liberty. It's the Israelis. Well, by this point, President Johnson had not only sent out word to attack Cairo, but he had also ordered out planes to come to the defense of the Liberty, thinking they could save the ship from these terrible Arabs. Well, they did cancel the nuclear strike on Cairo, but here's what's amazing. President Johnson, because he was so close to the Israeli lobby and so I should say maybe more fearful. He was a hardcore politician. Lyndon Johnson was so fearful of the Israeli lobby, he called back the U.S. planes that were being sent to rescue the American sailors on board the USS Liberty.
Well, that's treason, isn't it?
Well, I you know, I hate to use terms like that, but President Johnson basically did commit treason by withdrawing support for our own troops who were under attack from a foreign country. Well, as it was, the Israelis eventually backed off, and the Liberty limped into shore eventually. Some ships did come to her aid, and the sailors were told, they were all gathered together by one of the admirals. I believe it was Admiral Kidd, and if I'm wrong about that, I hope Admiral Kidd and his family will forgive me, but as I recall, as Admiral Kidd came in, and I'm sure you'll hear about this from the Liberty survivor you're going to interview, Admiral Kidd came in and took off all his medals and all his epaulets and sat down with the sailors and said, fellas, tell me what happened. And all these guys sat around and they told the admiral this horrible story of how the naval and air forces of a country they thought was our friend had attacked him and tried to murder them en masse. So the admiral then says, okay, fellas, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Then he puts all his medals back on, all his insignia, and he says, fellas, I appreciate what you told me. Now, here's the thing. Don't ever tell anybody what you've told me here today. This is top secret. Don't tell your wife. Don't tell your girlfriend. Don't tell your mother or your father. Don't tell your dog. It could be treason. In other words, he was basically telling these American sailors that if they told the truth about how they had been attacked by the Israelis, that they could be charged with treason. And a lot of these guys spent years and years tossing and turning at night, remembering those horrible minutes. So that they took place over about, actually, I think it was over roughly a half an hour to 45 minutes, when they saw their brothers at arms being butchered, hit with napalm, if I'm not mistaken, at one point. And it was a terrible massacre. from the air and from the sea. And a lot of the guys finally said, "Well, the hell with this. You know, I'm an American patriot. I have the right to speak out." And finally, the liberty survivors have gotten together and tried to tell their story. But traitors in Congress like John McCain and former Congressman Vin Weber, for example, I recall his particular antics some years ago. A lot of members of Congress have refused to come to the aid of these American sailors. Hardly even acknowledge their existence because they have something negative to say about Israel, and that is the fact that Israel deliberately and without provocation attacked that U.S. ship on June 7, 1967.
Now that to me constitutes an act of war, and we should have declared war on that country as an enemy of our nation.
Well, you know, Daryl, I'll tell you what I think is probably the most interesting and most telling thing about the attack on the Liberty that can bring us full circle up to September 11, 2001. And that is this, that when the Israelis attacked the Liberty, their initial intent was to sink that ship and kill everyone aboard.
Yep.
So that there were no survivors.
Yep.
Now, the Israelis' aim was not to have people say, "Oh, the Israelis sank a U.S. ship, but it was an accident." No, the Israelis were intent on blaming the Egyptians. In other words, they were orchestrating an attack to make it look like evil Arabs had done it.
Mm.
You know, it's kind of interesting because on September 10th, 2001, the day before the 9/11 terrorist attacks,
yep.
I was reading here in the Washington Times, and it was a very interesting article. It was a report in the Washington Times from the Army War College, and it said that there was something specific about the Israeli military and intelligence services that was really unique, and that was that the Israelis had the capability of attacking U.S. forces and installations and making it look like an Arab attack. Now, you know, I clipped that article out. I said, "Well, this is interesting."
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our military knows how the Israelis operate. And, you know, before I ever even had a chance to write an article about that article for the American Free Press, we had an attack in the United States that looked like an Arab attack, but I don't think the Arabs were behind it.
No, they weren't. And we're going to talk about that when we return. Names, faces, dates, places, 9/11, ladies and gentlemen. We know who did it. We know it's an act of war. We know the country that's responsible. When we come back.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it up. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they seize? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Broadcasting loud and proud from France, it's the French Connection on GCN.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the French Connection today. My guest is Michael Collins Piper. He is a resource of note, ladies and gentlemen, on the French Connection. Is proud to have him with us today. You know, the truth is a very dangerous thing these days, Michael. You know, these people have spent a lot of blood, sweat, and tears on putting together this criminal organization. And boy, I'm worried a little bit about them taking retribution on me. But I think it would just explode my message, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that people would start to say, well, they killed him because he was speaking the truth. So might be sometimes easier for them just to try to ignore you or to cause you as much trouble as possible without doing it too publicly.
Yeah. Well, that seems like they've already started doing that to me. But here's the thing. I want to get involved in 9/11. Let me go over what I know. I know that there was insider trading, short selling. Some of it was never recovered because it went directly to Israel. I know that there were people like Mark Rich involved in it. I know that ICTS, the Israeli security company working out of Logan and many other airports like Stopel and we had Logan Airport where the originators of the flights happened. We had Silverstein working with these folks. The list goes on. And then we have non-Jewish Zionists like the Bush family, Marvin Bush working at the Trade Center as the security chief. What other items do you have that are a little bit unique that we know as fact, Michael?
Well, you know, I tell you, this is the problem with the whole 911 scenario. The official 911 scenario is no more solid than any of the multiple scenarios that we've heard from a lot of the independent researchers that are out there. There's a lot of people who, over the past several years since 9-1-1 happened, had squabbled over details as to whether or not there were bombs inside the World Trade Center, or whether there were pods on the planes that hit the World Trade Center.
Well, we kind of know there were bombs. They couldn't have brought it down any other way.
Yeah, but even then, see, that's what I'm saying, that there's all these arguments over the specifics of what happened. You know, and that harkens back to the JFK assassination. People argued about the details of it rather than looking at the big picture and saying who benefited. And, you know, I tell you, I think it was pretty obvious within about an hour and a half or 2 hours of the 9-1-1 terrorist attacks that if Osama bin Laden was responsible for the attack, he didn't really benefit, nor did the Taliban of Afghanistan, which allegedly harbored bin Laden, nor did any of the people or countries of the Arab or Muslim world benefit. And it was George Friedman at Stratford.com who laid it out pretty clearly at about 2 o'clock on September 11th when he said on his website, he said the big winner today, unintentionally or not, is Israel. Now, bear in mind, as I say, this was said by a former CIA analyst who is a Jewish American. This was not a Muslim terrorist. This was not an Islamo-fascist conspirator from the Bin Laden network who said this. This was George Friedman at Stratford.com. And, you know, this is the whole thing. If you can sit back, you know, there. I know after September 11th, when I tried to rationally discuss what happened on September 11th, people would, I had friends who said to me, what about all those firemen and policemen? As though I were saying that 911 was a good thing. You know, that people were unable to rationally discuss 911 without looking at the details of tragedy. So once you can get beyond that and start looking at who really benefited, you do find that the only, I think it was an Israeli writer writing in the New Republic, his name escapes me, who said, we're all Israelis now.
Well, you know, we have a call from Arizona, Mike, and I'm going to bring him up right now to ask this question. Mike, you're on with Michael Collins Piper.
Yeah, hi, Daryl, Mike. I reviewed this a little more recently, I guess, than Mike did. The Israelis attacked for several hours. It wasn't a matter of minutes. This was a sustained attack by, as he said, naval and
Almost
air force.
2 hours is what I read.
Was it 2 hours then? Okay, I was thinking it was like 45 minutes.
2 hours.
2 hours, okay.
Yeah, and the Americans at one point were flying a 40-foot flag with a strong wind, so there were, you know, this flag was unfurled, and there was no possibility that they had mistaken this, and also weighing in favor of this being a deliberate attack by the Israelis is that they had no markings on their planes and sea craft, so this was, you know, obviously an attempt by them to implicate the Egyptians. I heard that at least one of the Egyptian or the, one of the Israeli pilots asked for confirmation. He was originally an American, immigrated to Israel, and he said, confirm this? You want us to attack this American flagged ship?" And the command center told them to go ahead and attack. So you know, this obviously had the highest level of sanction by the Israeli authorities. And it was, I can't see any other possibility other than that it was intended to bring America into the war.
Well, you know something, Mike, we're telling big truths here, and you know, this is the real battle. We're fighting the real fight today and last week and every day on the show. I need everybody within your earshot to know that this is where the truth is being shared, Mike, because we got to get the numbers up here so that we can make a difference. And I appreciate you listening to this programming, my friend.
Yeah, I understand, Daryl. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate Mike's work because he, you know, he's a tireless worker for the truth. And Michael, I want to go back to you one more time here. I want to ask you, you know, we do have facts. We do have smoking guns. We've got Israeli art. 20 of them that were actually tied to the Mossad. We've got people that, you know, we can put a smoking gun to this.
Let me tell you something very, very interesting in regard to that. There's the story of the Israeli art students, and then there's the story of the, and incidentally I might mention just for the record that a group of those art students visited my office a few years ago when the Spotlight newspaper was still around. I suspected there was something funny about them, and I didn't quite know what was up. They were peddling pictures for sale, and they came in and they started asking questions above and beyond the sale of the pictures. And it wasn't until several years later that I learned that's exactly who they were. So they were Israeli spies in this country, and there's a lot of indications that in fact they were indeed tailing the 911 terrorists. But then there's also the story. And it's not certain, there may have been more than one group, but there was at least one group of Israelis who worked for a moving company based in New Jersey.
Yeah, was it Moish or was it Zim?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, what?
What was it, Zim or Moish?
No, there's several of these stories that they all seem to merge together. They involve They involve moving companies. They involve different things. But in any case, I guess we'll have to come back to that after the break.
Well, I think we need to. You know, Michael, you're hanging in there wonderfully well.
Okay.
This is going to be a broadcast heard far and wide, ladies and gentlemen, because we're doing battle against the bad guys. Don't go anywhere. Daryl Bradford Smith, Michael Collins, Piper.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there is a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Check out my new show on Genesis called The Nutramedical Show, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D., a pro-life physician who's worked as a contract civilian doctor with highly classified companies and the U.S. military. We bring the facts to you about the vaccines, depleted uranium, Oklahoma City nukes, 9/11, New World Orleans, the national ID and the coming American Hiroshima, and genetic weaponized avian flu pandemic. Listen and hear experts on functional wellness, nutraceuticals, and the best science-based health supplements. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world with me, Dr. Bill, at NutraMedical.com. I provide thousands of top quality nutraceuticals with the best free learning center in America to evidence-based natural healing and truth about a Christian response to the new world disorder. Again, listen to the NutraMedical Show on Genesis Radio Network Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time only on GCN.
The French Connection is on and in English on the Genesis Radio Network.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. We're going to go right back into our discussion here. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today on The French Connection. Powerful information, to be sure, ladies and gentlemen. IamTheWitness.com is the website. I want to remind you, I've received $267 in donations in the last 8 weeks. Now, I've got a $400-plus phone bill a month. So, in other words, we're not making any headway on my bills at all here. And I'm swinging this bat alone, ladies and gentlemen. I sure could use your help. Go to my website if you want to help me out with a dollar. I mean, just a dollar. Stick it in an envelope and send it off to me. It would be appreciated. I mean, if every one of you did it, I'd be able to make a little dent on some of these phone bills my family's having to pay here. But that being said, Michael, you know, there's no money in this, Mike.
No, I'm afraid you're right about that.
I can't, you know, I'm spending food money and stuff on trying to keep this show alive. because I think it's so important that everybody realize what the heck is really going on in the country. But, you know, this 9/11 thing is, I think, the crux of bringing these bad guys down, because so much has been done in the name of 9/11. So let's go over what you believe we can actually approve, and how we can move that, you know, into getting more people, more bodies into motion.
Okay, well, you mentioned the Israeli art students, number one. They were these kids, as I say, who were members of Israeli intelligence, Israeli military intelligence, who were traveling around the United States spying on U.S. installations, and also, in many instances, were very clearly tracking the guys who ultimately came to be known as the 911 hijackers, to the point that they had in one case, an apartment across the street from Mohammed Atta, the so-called 911 ringleader, and they also were living across the street from other 911 hijackers, I believe, in California. So I think it's kind of a stretch of the theory of coincidence when you say these guys were literally lying on top of these so-called Muslim hijackers. But in any case, number two, then, we had these young Israelis who worked for a moving company in New Jersey, who were seen filming the 911, they were seen filming the collapse of the World Trade Center. And what attracted the attention of people was the fact that these young Israelis, and these Israelis are supposed to be U.S. allies, they were cheering and laughing and giving high fives to each other as the 911, or as the World Trade Center towers came down. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, most Americans were pretty shocked by that. And when they saw these dark-skinned youths cheering like this, the immediate reaction was, oh, my God, these must be Muslims who are happy about this.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys were seen getting into a van, and people called the police, and the police pulled them over. And they checked out these dark-skinned youths, and it turned out they were not Muslim fundamentalist extremist anti-American bigots. They were Israelis. And they were held in detention for a while, and then they were held for some time. Then they were released to go back to Israel. But it turned out, and it was stated very clearly in Forward, a Jewish newspaper out of New York, that some of these kids, some of these young people who were seen cheering the collapse of the World Trade Center, were in fact associated with Israel's Mossad, Israel's intelligence service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, you know, the funny thing about this is whenever some independent reporters contacted the Bush administration and asked about these kids being deported,
yeah,
they were told by Attorney General John Ashcroft's office that it was an urban myth, that this had been never seen. Now, you know what's interesting about that? Dan Rather went on the David Letterman show,
yeah,
right after the 911 attacks, and as an evidence of how horrible the 911 terrorists and their supporters were, Dan Rather's up there sitting, I remember because I saw it very clearly, he said, there was even one cell of them seen across the river in New Jersey cheering and giving high fives as the 911 towers came, or as the World Trade Center towers came down. Well, see, Dan Rather heard about this group of evil Muslims, not knowing that, in fact, they were Israeli intelligence officers.
Well, there was also some vans that were stopped in Bergen County with bomb residue inside.
That's the one. See, this is the thing. There were apparently several groups. This is the thing. No one's ever been able to exactly pin this down. But there were apparently several similar groups who were captured after the fact, but the one group that was most written about was a group from New Jersey. And these were the guys who were seen on top of this moving van building. The owner of the building, actually, the owner of the company, actually later fled to Israel to escape prosecution on fraud charges. But I'll tell you what's even more interesting. In Pottstown, Pennsylvania, a couple hours outside of New York,
mm-hmm. Yep.
A moving van was stopped with some dark-skinned gentlemen and a young lady in there, and they were suspected of being evil Muslim fundamentalist terrorist Arab anti-American types, and it turned out they were Israelis, and they also worked for a moving company, and guess what they had in their possession? They had videotapes of the Sears Tower in Chicago taken from all angles. So basically what you had on 911, for some odd reason, was Israelis affiliated with Israeli-owned moving companies taking videotapes of very tall buildings in the United States. Now, that's pretty damn suspicious to me.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's pretty damn suspicious. And anybody out there in your audience who wants to come on and say that's a coincidence, I want them to come on because I want the world to see what a fool sounds like.
Well, you got it. And, you know, Michael, I'm so proud of you for being on my show. I know you don't get enough airtime to tell your truth, but thank goodness for people like you. I want to thank you again and get well soon, will you?
All right. Thanks a lot, Daryl.
Thanks, Michael.
You take care.
We're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen, with some closing thoughts on the French Connection. Don't go anywhere.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Scotch and soda. But in your eye. Baby, do I feel high.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. We're going to finish out the show here, but I'm going to do it with a request. You know, I did mention when Mike was here that we are short on donations, so I'm going to mention it again. I need just a few hundred bucks to pay some phone bills here. Now, you know, I have asked before, and some of you did send some money. If you want to send me a buck or $2, that's fine. I mean, if a couple of hundred of you did that, I'd be able to make some of these payments. I've been paying these phone bills now for 6 months. And it's coming out of my family food money, and this is a fact of life that I have to face every month. Now, I sure could help spreading the weight of this around a little bit. And if you want to send me something in a check form, you can do that to IamTheWitness.com is the name you have to write the check to. IamTheWitness.com, not to Daryl Bradford Smith and not to The French Connection, only to IamTheWitness.com or IamTheWitness Services. It's at P.O. Box 1185, P.O. Box 1185, Fallbrook, California, 92088. That's 92088. Please do it, guys. I could sure use a couple of bills here to get paid because this is kicking my fanny. Anyway, Michael Collins Piper, what do you say about this guy? It's straight up stuff, guys. This is not Crop Circle Radio here. This is the real deal, and you're getting truth. We will get it unabashed and no apologies made here, ladies and gentlemen. We are fighting for our very survival. Freedom has been stolen, and we need to get it back. And I fear for myself, but boy, if they do something to me, this whole message that I've put out, these hundreds of files on the internet, will explode. I will become more powerful and more important than Jean Moulin. And if you don't know who he is, look up Jean Moulin. He's my hero. He was a freedom fighter, and after he was killed, freedom across France exploded because of them doing what they did to him. And I believe that I am no different than he in the fact that if something happens to me, and this message will explode. And you know what? We've got to fight this fight. This is Christmas time coming up. I know you got a lot of things on your mind. But, you know, what's your next Christmas going to be like? And what's Christmas going to be like for your grandkids if we don't win this battle, ladies and gentlemen? We are getting a critical mass. We have to pile on now. We have to get this stuff everywhere we can pass it out. Because if this doesn't get in the hands of enough people, we're going to fail. It's that serious. It's that dire. I want to thank my Jewish friends out there for fighting this fight with us and all of the people who across the nation who are risking their own finances and their own lives to battle these people. Stop tuning in to the foolishness. You know where it is when you hear it. You know that that's the stuff that's being spread. And ask your other hosts for more specificity in who they're talking about. No more amorphous bad guys. No more amorphous boogeymen. I want names and places and dates, and I want John McCain's contact information like was done today. Fight the big fight, ladies and gentlemen. Win the war against criminality and Zionism. Daryl Bradford Smith, until tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you...